If your 17, 18 year old self had met Dermot and he put his arm around you and said all those things to you, would that have helped you?
Oh, I think so, yeah. Yeah, so it's helping me now. Thanks, Dermot.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
The News Round on Off the Ball.
With UPMC Sports Surgery Clinic. When things don't move, rotate, or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action.
This is News Talk.
Welcome back to Tuesday night's Off the Ball. Fair to say the studio is still reeling from what happens in Yerevan earlier on. Armenia 2, Republic of Ireland 1 means Ireland will most likely not be at the 2026 World Cup finals in North America. We're going to get Glenn Whelan on the line alongside Owen Doyle and Nathan after 9 o'clock. And we will also hear from the Republic of Ireland camp. We've got Hamer Halgrimson coming back. We've got Nathan Collins coming back from Stephen Doyle in Yerevan. So we'll hear from them after 9 o'clock. This hour, we're going to hear from Kevin Penrose in our latest Settle In episode for a bit of a bam from Republic of Ireland content. Speaking of which, Cameron Hill is here in studio. Cameron, how are you doing?
Thank you. I've never been called a bam before.
Well,
there you go.
You have stories of, I guess, greater joy and of greater hope for Irish sports fans.
Indeed, the Republic of Ireland under-21s looking to maintain their 100% start to qualifying for the 2027 Euros tonight. Owen, Jim Crawford's side are currently in action at home to Andorra at Tallaght Stadium, where it is scoreless with around 34 minutes played. So hopefully a better night against a similar standard opposition.
We'd want to get a goal pretty quickly.
Holy Jesus.
It's, yeah.
What are you seeing here?
I've given up. I've heard the news that Pico Lopez could be going to the World Cup.
With No, sorry. Yeah, whoa, back up. As you all know, my Cape Verde roots run deep.
Yeah,
and wherever Cape Verde go, I go.
What's been happening?
We'll so I'll World see Cup you in the now. USA next summer.
We'll get there.
Cape Verde. They beat Cameroon.
They beat Cameroon 1-0. So all they need now is one win from their last two games and they're automatically through, and they play Eswatini, who have only 2 points from their 8 games, who are bottom of the group, and that's one of their matches. So they're pretty much there. They'll be the second smallest country ever to play at the World Cup finals.
Do you think
there Do you know who the last one were? Ironically enough. So they're the second smallest country ever to play at the World Cup finals.
The smallest, you're asking?
Yes. In terms of population.
Us?
No.
Iceland.
Of course. Yes. Unbelievable for Pico Lopez. It's like we've had him on to talking about the story and the links with Cape Verde and his dad, and obviously they had an unbelievable run at the African Cup of Nations beginning of last year, and going to a World Cup and like playing all the time.
That's amazing.
And plays every week for Rovers.
No breaks.
No matter where he goes.
Because of the way the teams in Africa play as well, he doesn't get any breaks at all. Mm. So he's never had, I don't think he's had an off season. And because of Rovers run in Europe as well for about 4 or 5 years now.
And I've been watching Rovers over the last few weeks. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if he ends up getting player of the year at the end of the season. He's been that good for them this season.
Excellent.
You know, Nathan Murphy trying to get the rights to write his book, you know, the diary of Pico Lopez and off the ball every day. And
I think it's only right that the Irish journalists cover a great Irish sporting success story, and Owen is on board to give his analysis on it as well. You guys, unfortunately, were very much dependent on events in Europe. We've been looking at the bigger picture for a long time.
Fine, I'll go to Cabo Verde. Fine, whatever.
Yeah. The good news is that the Premier League is back this weekend. Cameron, you've got news of a managerial appointment.
Yeah, it turns out Ange was right. Season 3 is the most dramatic so far. He's been confirmed as the new manager of Nottingham Forest today. So he replaces Nuno Espirito Santo, who was sacked last night after 21 months in charge at the City Ground. Postecoglou's been out of work, of course, since leaving Tottenham in the summer when he was dismissed 16 days after leading Spurs to Europa League glory, while Nuno is understood to have fallen out with club owner Evangelos Marinakis over the future direction of the club.
Isak has been speaking.
He has. He says not everyone has the full picture over his controversial summer move from Newcastle to Liverpool. The Sweden international completed a deadline day record transfer fee of close to €140 million after a summer where he downed tools and refused to play. He says he's happy with his switch to Merseyside and that details on the saga are for another day. So we wait with bated breath for that one.
And then finally on the football front anyway, you have some news on the Athlone Town chaos.
Yeah, the drama continues. John Sullivan taking charge of the Athlone Town women's team for the rest of the season. He's been put in charge of the women's Premier Division champions and current leaders after the resignation of Colin Fortune at the weekend. O'Sullivan's first match at the helm will be tomorrow's Europa Cup opening leg tie against Glasgow City.
If you were a Nottingham Forest fan, Owen Doyle, how would you be feeling right now about Ange Postecoglou?
A little bit nervous, won't I? A little bit nervous. I was sick when Postecoglou left Spurs because there was no one more entertaining than watching Tottenham play, just because it was very irrational. This extreme high line. And when he had fully fit players, them two centre-backs and stuff, and they had the pace, it was very effective. But when they didn't, it was a bit of a disaster. No, it was a disaster. I was just thinking of like Milenkovic and Murillo playing on the halfway line constantly. I don't know if that's really going to work. It's just like you couldn't be going from two opposite scales of style of play from Nuno to Postecoglou. Oh, bring it on.
But I'm sure Nottingham Forest have done their due diligence on all of this, and they've analysed the squad and haven't made a rash decision on this one.
Made for Mourinho, wasn't it? Just step in and take over, similar kind of style of play.
I thought it was made for Marinakis, personally, but
yeah. Straight out there, yeah, not a bad show.
Yeah, I think he's actually been pretty impressive on Football Manager with Nottingham Forest, actually, so he could have actually stepped into the dugout, I reckon, Marinakis. So that is the Football and Gaelic Games managerial appointment.
Mark McHugh, he's set to be ratified as the new Westmeath Football Manager this evening, Owen. The Kilcar native spent last season coaching with the Lake County under erstwhile boss Dermot McCabe. Now he's left to take charge of his native Cavan, so McHugh has emerged as the lead candidate to become his successor. The Westmeath County Board meeting this evening to decide on whether Mark McHugh will take them forward into 2026.
On to the golf then.
Yeah, Rory McIlroy says the next few weeks will be crucial for the members of Team Europe ahead of the Ryder Cup later this month. So the recently crowned Irish Open champion has joined the bulk of the European contingent for this week's BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth. And speaking to Sky Sports earlier today, he says it's a great chance to step up their prep for Bethpage.
Last week was a busy week. This week's a busy week. Obviously, the 2 days of the practice trip are going to be busy. But I think that's the rest of that week from Wednesday to Sunday. Next week is a time to have a bit of fun, recharge the batteries, but then also, keep your game ticking over and make sure that you're doing the right things and that, you're sharp going into Bethpage. So, the practice trip will be important for a lot of different reasons for us as a team, but I also think the rest of that week's going to be important where, we all do what we need to do. Like, we're all individual sports people. We all have our different routines, and so whatever we need to do to be 100% ready going into Bethpage, that's what we'll do. And next week's an important week for that. But it's great to have all the lads here this week, apart from Sepp. But Sepp will join us on the practice trip, and it'll be great to get us all together.
Rory's going to win again this week, isn't he?
Yeah, he loves Wentworth. He's won there before. It's a long time since he's won there, but he has several runners-up finishes since there. Shane loves Wentworth as well. Like, this guy works hard. So he was on the jet over to Wentworth by probably 9 o'clock on Sunday night. No great celebrations, not down on pints of Guinness late into the evening after what happened on 18 with the Eagle Putt and winning the playoff to win a second Irish Open. Is up early in the gym by all accounts and is on the range on Monday morning by about 10 o'clock. So he is all business at the moment as he preps for Bethpage.
We've one final story, Cameron, on the boxing. Some disappointment for Lisa Rourke this evening.
Yeah, Lisa Rourke missing out on a medal at the World Boxing Championships in Liverpool, Owen. The former IBA world champion lost by split decision, 3-2 in fact, to Australia's Lakeisha Pergoliti in their quarterfinal. Now, Pat Joyce booked his place in the quarterfinals of the 55kg division. He got past Bulgaria's Javier Ibanez-Diaz, with the Paris bronze medalist forced to retire in the second round of their last 16 bout. We're unsure whether he will contest that quarterfinal. He sustained a pretty nasty cut above the eye there. So we'll have to wait and see if he manages to fight for a medal.
Cameron Hill, thank you for Tuesday's news round. We have plenty more to come on the Republic of Ireland after 9 o'clock. We've got Glenn Whelan joining us. We're going to hear from Hamer Halgrimson and Nathan Collins as well. And Owen and Nathan are going to hang in studio with us. We'll give you 45 minutes to compose your thoughts, give us some more rational takeaways.
I think we just get the lads from Traitors in and have a chat with them now and move on with the rest of our lives.
What are we 47 minutes away from tonight's episode? I mean, can you possibly contain yourself here in studio without going home to watch it?
You might have a new result to talk about given the way this game's going. So, yeah.
It is. 43 minutes on the clock, Ireland 0, Andorra 0 at under 21s. Don't worry though, there's loads of good talent coming through. Armenia tonight is only a mere blip.
The news round on Off the Ball.
With UPMC Sports Surgery Clinic. When things don't move, rotate, or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action.
This is News Talk.